Today's reading is from Luke, chapter 9, verses 10 to 17. Jesus feeds the 5,000. When the apostles returned, they reported to Jesus what they had done. Then he took them with him, and they withdrew by themselves to a town called Bethsaida. But the crowd learned about it and followed him. He welcomed them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed healing. Late in the afternoon, the 12 came to him and said, "Send the crowd away so they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are at a remote place here." He replied, "You give them something to eat." They answered, "We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this crowd." About 5,000 men were there. But he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50 each." The disciples did so, and everyone sat down. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces that were left over. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, that's going to go down a treat on the sermon recording, I think. For the benefit of the tape, I just did some sort of a little magic trick there where I managed to get a ribbon to appear and then disappear from my hands. And the truth is, of course, it was just a bit of trickery, and some of you, maybe most of you, and quite possibly all of you, will have worked out exactly how I did that. Making things appear and disappear is not very easy. But that's exactly what Jesus does in this account that Sarah just so beautifully read to us. He makes a load of food miraculously appear, and then, somewhat less miraculously, it disappears down the throats of a load of people who were waiting to eat it. So what's going on in this story? Well, Jesus and his friends had been traveling around in loads of different places. They'd actually all been separated from each other. They'd wandered off to lots of different places, and they just got back together again. And they were knackered. They were exhausted, zonked, bushed, whacked, cream crackered. And they just wanted to go somewhere chilled and hang out together. So they did. They went off to a quiet place. But it was rather ruined by the fact that at least 5,000 other people also had the same idea. And let me tell you, 5,000 people can make a lot of noise. I can confirm that there were about 5,000 Everton fans at the Southampton game yesterday. Just mentioning. They can, 5,000 people make a lot of noise. And do you know what? If I had been Jesus, and let's all thank the Lord that I'm not, I'd have said, "Please go away, we just need some peace and quiet." But Jesus didn't do that. In fact, he welcomed them all, he spent time with them, he healed some of them, he chatted with them, he taught them. And so the day went by, and evening began to draw near, and people's tummies began to rumble, because they were getting hungry. So Jesus' friends came to him and said, "Everyone's getting a bit hungry, but we don't know what to do about it. Should we send them home?" And Jesus just looked at them, and he said, "No, you give them something to eat." I can only imagine what the disciples must have been thinking. Perhaps Peter was like, "Well, I mean, I finished my packed lunch at breakfast time, as I always do." Maybe Bartholomew thought, "Well, I've got the dregs of an old pot noodle from a couple of days ago, but I don't think that's going to go very far." Perhaps James thought, "Well, I've got a bit of chewing gum that I've slipped under a rock for safekeeping, but I don't think we can share that around very far." They just looked at Jesus thinking, "We haven't got enough food." Jesus just said to them, "You give them something to eat." You see, the first thing I think we can take from this passage today is that God calls us to be willing to be part of the answer to our own prayers. If we're going to come to God and ask him for stuff, or if we can see a problem in our community or in the world around us, God wants us to be willing to be part of the answer to our own prayers. Actually, just praying about it doesn't really do the trick. Are we going to be generous enough to be part of the answer? There's a book in the Bible called James, and in that book...
Dad, I'm really hungry.
Sorry, I don't want to be rude, but I'm in the middle of doing a sermon.
But I'm really hungry.
You're really hungry?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, come on, let's pray. Dearest Lord and Father of mankind, verily, prithee, we beseech thee, grant us thy servant, Calibula Nebula, a little nourishment for him, please. Verily, verily, prithee, amen. Great. All right, good stuff. Off you go. So, this book of James...
I'm still hungry.
What do you mean you're still hungry? We've just prayed about it.
But I didn't actually have anything to eat.
Oh, ye of little faith! Get off. I mean, that's rubbish, isn't it? That wasn't any help. So, in the book of James, and by the way, James was probably here at the point when Jesus fed the 5,000, so may well have learned his lesson from this. He says this. He says, if someone comes to you and they're hungry, don't just say, go in peace, be warm and well fed, and then not do anything about it. And the same applies to us. Actually, if we see hunger around in the world, or in fact, if we're coming to God with it, all sorts of other prayers, wherever it's possible, we need to be willing to be part of the answer to our prayers. But that, of course, isn't the whole story. Jesus' friends go off and they search around amongst various different people, and they find one little boy. One, which is interestingly the number of goals that Southampton scored yesterday. And that little boy had two little fishes. Interestingly, the number of goals that Everton scored yesterday. And five loaves of bread. Now, they brought that to Jesus, but of course, that wasn't anywhere near enough. I mean, we're having a lunch here today at church after the service. By the way, you're all very warmly welcome to stay for that. But I think if we brought out five bits of bread and two cod fillets, we might be a bit upset. And I don't know how many there's going to be for lunch, 50 or 100 or something of us. There were 5,000 or more of them. That food wasn't going to be enough. But the people were willing to be generous with what they had. And so the second thing that we can learn from today's passage is that little is made much in God's hands. Little is made much in God's hands. When we're willing to be generous, God is able to multiply what we offer. And we have to hold those two things in mind when we come to God in prayer. Firstly, we really should pray about things. But we've got to be willing to be part of the answer to those prayers. But also, we can't simply just do it ourselves. We have to trust in God for his grace and his mercy and his compassion. Because little is made much in God's hands. Today is our harvest celebration. So firstly, we thank God for his provision for us. But secondly, we want to be generous with what we have. And so we're going to be doing that in a few minutes' time after Liz has led us in our prayers. We're going to be bringing forward any donations that you've brought with you today to give to our local food bank. Also, for those of you who do stay for lunch, it's absolutely free, but we're suggesting, if you want to, that we're going to make donations to go to the Christian Aid East Africa appeal. And so we're going to be being generous with what we have. But we're going to do that in an attitude of prayer. So when we bring our donations forward for the food bank, we're going to ask you to do that in an attitude of prayer. We're going to get you to be praying for the people who will receive it, in order that the little that we're able to offer will be made much in God's hands. So today, this week, this year, let's be generous with what we have as we are willing to be part of the answer to our prayers. And then let's trust in God's grace as little is made much in his hands. Amen.